If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 107 of The 80%. If you want to know where to invest, you first need to answer, why do you want to invest? What's your financial goal? What's your plan for your money? Today, I'm giving you the three main reasons why people invest and how these reasons, along with other factors, can guide you in choosing the best investment for you. What you'll hear in this episode is an audio clip from a live stream that I did on my YouTube channel last year. I believe that this is too important not to share here in the podcast, and I hope you enjoy. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. For today, ang topic natin ay ito, the three main reasons why we invest our money. Okay, so this is very important. As someone who advocates goal-based investing, I always ask, para saan ba yung pera? And when it comes to investments, the three main reasons why we invest our money is important to understand, because this will give us some direction and understanding on how and where we should invest our money. Okay, so bakit nga ba? Bakit nga ba tayo nag-i-invest? Is it simply to grow our money? It's not true, no? So there are three main reasons why we invest. And in fact, we can classify or categorize investments into three based on the reasons why we invest in them. So there are three types of investments according to the benefit. Okay? So according to the benefit, the first reason why we invest, which is the first category type of investment, is liquidity. So may mga investment na pinipili natin siya dahil pag nalagay tayo ng pera doon, madali ding kunin ulit. So very important yung liquidity, dahil may mga pera tayo na nire-reserve natin for a future expense, pero possible din na bigla natin kailanganin, so at least madaling kunin, no? So mamaya we will have examples of each of this type. So yung mga investments that are meant for liquidity, siguro I will give it at least 1 week, no? Na pag naglagay ka, tapos kinuha mo, kaya mo siyang i-redeem within a week, makukuha mo ulit yung pera. So I would say that is a pretty liquid investment. The second reason and the most popular reason why we invest is for growth. So may mga investments na kaya tayo naglalagay ng pera doon ay dahil gusto natin lumaki yung pera natin, di ba? So itong mga investments for growth, ito yung nakakatulong sa atin para passively lumaki yung pera natin. Hindi natin kailangan gumawa na, we don't need to do anything else. Our money will be working hard for us and grow through the years. The last type of investment, according to benefit, is of course cash flow. May mga investment na pag nilagay natin yung pera doon or naglagay tayo ng pera dito, it will create cash flow for us. So difference sa growth, kasi yung growth, lalaki lang yung value nung pera natin doon, yung amount lalaki lang. Pag sinabi natin cash flow, merong regular income na dadating sa atin, papasok sa atin. So without redeeming the investment, hindi natin kailangan kunin yung investment, pero merong pera na bumabalik sa atin regularly. Yung mga growth investment kasi, para ma-realize mo yung gains, para makuha mo yung kinita mo, kailangan mong i-redeem yung investment. Kailangan mong i-give up yung investment. Ibenta mo na yung investment para makuha mo yung gains mo. Pero yung mga investments that provide cash flow, hindi mo kailangan kunin yung investment. There's just money or income that will go to you. So very important na malaman natin na there are three benefits of investing, and each investment will be a combination of these three. So very important na alam natin kung para saan yung pera na ini-invest natin. And dito pumapasok yung the principle of matching, which is something that I always mention, yung importance of having a financial goal before investing. So goal-based investing, choose investments that can help you achieve your financial goals with the least amount of risk. So para saan ba yung pera na ini-invest mo? Ano yung purpose niya? And hanapin natin yung investment na makakapagbigay nung benefit na yon with the least amount of risk. So yan basically ang principle ko kapag namimili ako or naghahanap ako ng investment. So let's go to the specific examples. So the first one is yung short-term investment. So mas popular kasi tayo sa mga investment categories na short, medium-term, and long-term, or yung low-risk, moderate-risk, at saka high-risk. So fortunately, correlated itong mga to. So for short-term or low-risk type of investment, ang growth nito is usually less than 4% per annum. And meron tayong mga iba't ibang examples na nakalagay dito. Yung high interest savings account, meron tayong time deposit account, meron tayong short-term bonds, and then meron tayong money market funds. So high interest savings account, ang pinaka-main benefit niyan is liquidity. Yung time deposit accounts, growth. Yung short-term bonds, cash flow. And then yung money market funds, it can provide liquidity and also growth. So very important na alam natin yung benefit na binibigay ng investment. Kasi for example, meron akong pera na gustong i-invest. Ang goal ko dito ay gagamitin ko next year. Magbabakasyon kami, magbi-beach vacation kami ng family ko. Sabihin na natin na walang specific date pero summer. Pwedeng March siguro or April or May. So this is a short-term goal. So therefore, I should choose among the short-term type of investments. Ngayon, ano ba yung nature na kailangan ko? Kailangan kong ma-preserve lang yung value ng pera? Kasi I don't think mapapalaki ko pa yon dahil ilang months na lang, di ba? But also, ang priority ko siguro is yung liquidity. Kasi for example, nagkaroon kami ng free time ng buong family ko ng March, edi pwede na kaming umalis at magbakasyon. Or let's just say ngayong next week, biglang nagkaroon ng seat sale na sobrang mura. So at least pwede kong kunin kagad yung pera, bilhin ko yung plane tickets para pwede kami makapag out of town vacation. So yung nature na dapat liquid yung investment among these short-term type of investments, mukhang ang papasok lang ay yung high interest savings accounts at saka yung money market funds. So therefore, yung pera na nilalaan ko that I'm reserving for the beach vacation or family vacation for next year, hindi ko siya pwedeng i-time deposit or i-short-term bonds kasi hindi siya liquid. Well, technically, siyempre, traditionally, time deposit accounts, several months yan, although there are already banks na nagbibigay ng 30-day time deposit. So I think that that's something na we can also consider. But I hope you understand what I'm saying, no? Na depende talaga kung ano yung financial goal mo, and you look at the term, and then you look at the benefits of the investment, kung alin dyan yung nagbibigay, makakapagbigay sa'yo nung kailangan mo.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I'd like to invite you to sign up for PDAX. PDAX is licensed by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas as a cryptocurrency exchange where you can trade and invest in digital assets like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and many more. So start your crypto journey today with PDAX. Just go to and sign up for a free account at pdax.ph. Remember to use my referral code FITZ, that's F-I-T-Z, all capital letters, so you can receive a welcome bonus. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode.
So let's say ang goal ko for the money is for a house renovation. So bala ko magpa-renovate ng bahay. Not next year. Sabihin na natin na 5 years from now. So 5 years from now, I want to save and invest some money. Kasi 5 years from now, gusto kong magpatayo ng second floor dun sa bahay ng parents ko. Di ba? Gusto kong magpa-renovate 5 years from now. Now that is a medium-term goal. Diba? Kasi 5 years, I would consider that as a medium-term goal. And yung ini-invest ko na pera, ano ba yung gusto ko sa kanya? Gusto ko lumaki siya. Hindi ko kailangan yung pera na maging liquid and hindi ko rin kailangan ng cash flow. Ang importante sa akin ay mag-grow significantly yung money. So therefore, I would look at medium-term investments na ang main benefit is growth. Examples, yung medium-term bonds, it can provide cash flow. Yung balance fund, it can provide liquidity and growth. Fixed income fund, it can provide liquidity and growth also. Tapos yung Pag-ibig MP2, it can provide growth and cash flow. Kasi yung Pag-ibig MP2 merong dividend, di ba? So among all of these, mukhang ang magandang candidate for me is yung balance fund, fixed income fund, at saka Pag-ibig MP2. So fortunately, kasi yung goal ko is 5 years from now, so papasok siya sa Pag-ibig MP2 dahil 5 years din yung holding period niya. Pero kung yung goal ko, sabihin na natin 4 years, then immediately makakancel ko yung Pag-ibig MP2. It's either in a balance fund or a fixed income fund lang. Okay? So ang gagawin ko ngayon, among all the balance funds, fixed income funds na I have easy access to, I can check yung performance niya against the historical performance of Pag-ibig MP2 also. And then see kung alin dito sa tatlo yung historically nakakapagbigay ng magandang return. And kung ano man yung lumabas, then dun ako mag-i-invest. Pero nabanggit ko din kanina na mas maganda maglagay dun sa investment with the least amount of risk. That's why ako, ang bias ko towards Pag-ibig MP2 kasi I think that has the least amount of risk because it is backed by the government. Tapos tax-free pa siya. Again, hindi importante sa akin liquidity, yung cash flow na pinoprovide ng Pag-ibig MP2 through dividends, hindi ko rin siya kailangan. So probably, when I invest my money sa Pag-ibig MP2, ay iro-roll over ko yung dividends. Kasi hindi ko naman kailangan yung cash flow, di ba? And bakit ako sa Pag-ibig MP2? Kasi pasok siya doon sa term ko, 5 years. And now, all the money that I am reserving, that I want to save and invest for the house renovation, sa Pag-ibig MP2 ko siya ilalagay. So how about retirement? So of course, retirement, it's a long-term goal. Saan ba magandang mag-invest for retirement? Ngayon, ang special case kasi sa retirement, if we are investing for retirement, not only is that a long-term goal, pero isipin mo yun, pag nag-retire ka, hindi mo lang naman kailangan ng malaking pera. Hindi mo lang kailangan ng retirement fund. It would be advantageous kung meron ding cash flow. Kasi pag nag-retire ka, technically hindi ka na nagtatrabaho. So you would want to have income from your investment. So among the examples of long-term investments, which is of course, these are already high-risk investment, kaya nga siya long-term investment. The growth is around 8 to 12% per annum. Of course, that is just an estimate. Ang examples are the stock market, equity funds, business, and real estate. So, let's just say na yung ini-invest ko, gusto kong lumaki. But also, later on, I would also want to have some cash flow. So, among these, mukhang ang papasok lang sa akin ay yung stock market at saka real estate. Kasi nandun yung growth and yung cash flow. So sa stock market, meron siyang additional advantage na liquid siya. So pwede ako mag-invest sa stock market. I can expect my money to grow over the long term. And then I would probably prioritize buying dividend-paying stocks para may cash flow. Tapos yung dividends na nare-receive ko, I can probably reinvest in more stocks. And yung kasi yung magic of buying dividend-paying stocks. Right now, maliit lang yung dividend na nakukuha mo, probably. Kasi maliit lang naman kasi yung dividend rate eh. Pero you are all, if you reinvest it to the same stock, you are buying the stock at a cheap price. Kasi after 5 years, after 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, the price of the stock would have grown. Tapos ang dami mo ng hawak na shares. Pag nagbigay ng dividends yan, sobrang laki din. So by the time that you retire, you don't really need to redeem all the shares that you have nung particular company kasi yung regular dividends na marireceive mo would already be significant and I don't know, probably enough to pay for your basic needs when you retire. So another option is of course real estate. I can buy and invest on a rental property. So through the years, mag-appreciate yung value ng property but also it can generate some cash flow for me. So kung ako, meron akong pera na gusto kong i-invest para sa retirement ko, which is a long-term goal. And particularly, ang need ko for retirement is mag-grow yung money ko for my retirement fund but also generate income for me. I would say I would choose the stock market and real estate. If I can only choose one, I would probably choose the stock market dahil meron siyang added bonus na liquidity. But it depends sa'yo. Diba? Kasi yung stock market, I would say, is a little bit risky. It is a little bit more risky than real estate. Kasi yung stock market, you don't really have full control over how the company will be managed. So talagang mamimili ka ng profitable, stable, and well-managed company. But when it comes to real estate, I would say it's a little bit less risky because you control, you have ownership over the property. So, mas marami kang options. If the market is not really doing good, you can probably sell it. Alam mo yon, pwede mo siyang ibenta, hanap ka na ibang property. And then, there's also the option na doon ka tumira. Tapos, basta marami kang pwedeng gawin doon sa real estate para kumita ka ng pera doon later on. Unlike sa stock market, you just have to rely on the profitability of the company. That's why I would probably choose yung stock market for now kasi madali. But if I have more money, I can probably also start investing in real estate. So I hope you are getting the rationale o yung aking reasons kung paano ako pumipili ng investment. It all comes down to the reason why do I want to invest? Ano ba yung financial goal ko? So always remember, there's no such thing as the best investment. There's only the best investment that can help make your dreams come true. So this is very important. Lagi akong tinatanong, sir, saan ba maganda mag-invest? Hindi ko masasagot yon. Ang masasagot ko is, ano ba yung pinakamagandang investment na makakatulong para magawa mo yung gusto mong gawin, para mo mabili yung gusto mong bilhin. It's important to know ano ba yung reason mo, bakit ka mag-i-invest or bakit gusto mong mag-invest. So what are the three reasons again? We want to invest because we want to put our money somewhere where it's easy to get. So we are looking for something na magpo-provide ng liquidity. Or we are looking for an investment that will grow our money significantly. So we are investing for growth. And then number three, we are investing because we want to have some additional cash flow. So we are investing for income. So that's the third one. So itong liquidity, growth, and cash flow, It exists in different types of investments in various combinations. So alamin natin kung ano yung goal natin, tapos maghanap tayo ngayon ng investment na makakapagbigay nung kailangan natin. With, of course, consideration dun sa risk. We prioritize yung mga low risk, and then yung medium risk, and then yung high risk. And we also consider yung ating investment horizon. Is it a short-term goal, a medium-term goal, or a long-term goal? So, mix and match siya. And that's why it is called the matching principle when it comes to investment for us.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to click the follow button for the 80% at sana ay i-share mo na rin itong episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.